Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's a very volatile street. There's a lot of issues going on and you just don't know what's going to happen. So people are just going by with their heads down and we're so used to it now. So that's almost just one of the scariest elements of it too. I think it's so synonymous with that area now that it almost doesn't shock or surprise people. And sometimes you need a bit of that. You need the politicians, you know, getting involved and need a lot of that kind of condemnation of it.
I'm Nicola Tallant and you're listening to Crime World, a podcast about criminals, drugs and the sins of the underworld in Ireland and across the globe.
There is one advantage to working for a newspaper on Dublin's Talbot Street. You don't have to look hard to find crime. This week, the Sunday World reported on how a pool of blood was left on the ground outside our office after a machete was used during a melee between two groups. Today, I'm talking to Sunday World news editor Emer Rabbit about just another day on Dublin's most notorious street. I'm Niall Donald, and this is Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com. So, Emer, you're here to give us a quick snapshot of a week in Talbot Street. We don't even have to leave our building to get stories, really, do we?
No. That's what glass doors are for, I suppose. You can see it from the reception area.
Because, of course, we walked down, or we didn't walk down, but other people walked down on Wednesday, finishing work at, around 4:30, 5:00. And people described seeing puddles of blood or whatever just outside our door in the building in Talbot Street, Independent House. Tell us what we saw.
Well, I suppose, as the footage on SundayWorld.com shows, there was a group of young men going at each other, and there was a machete involved, and you can see it seemed to be in raining. It was around 4:30 on Wednesday afternoon, so as the footage shows, you can see them clashing with each other. Machete was involved, as bystanders witnessed. There was blood on the street then, and they dispersed pretty quickly. The guards did come. I think there was a lot of emergency services on the ground eventually, or within a few minutes actually, and they did treat those involved, but then others had fled the area as well. And I think it was just, I suppose, a mark of it as well was that there was a lot, it was a very busy street. There's a lot, as always is, and there was a lot of people around. There was people, obviously, with umbrellas and stuff like that and trying to go about their business, but this was just happening in the middle of it all.
And Demi came into work the next day.
Yeah.
And the security guard working in the building here said, what else did he tell us happened the day after?
He told us that literally, I think it was around the same time on Thursday afternoon, he witnessed two guys. Apparently there was they had two guys and their girlfriends. There was a war of words or something of that description, and one of them basically went at the other with a Stanley blade. He said the guards were called, but by the time the guards got there, they dispersed. So we're not sure, we haven't heard anything in relation to Garda, like a follow-up in relation to that. But obviously there was arrests in the one on Wednesday.
And then we came in to work that Thursday as well. And we didn't have the story, but others had the story of something similar happening on O'Connell Street.
Yeah, exactly. Which is obviously our main street and just literally a a few minutes walk from Talbot Street. There was a one man arrested in his 20s, another guy taken to the Mater Hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. I think there was three people involved in that incident, and again, there was a weapon used, so...
And again, I don't know exactly what time that was, but it's daylight, isn't it?
It was daylight, yeah. It was early afternoon. I think it was a similar late afternoon, early evening time as well, so...
So we're working in a hellhole then, are we? And the world is coming to an end, is it?
Well, I suppose, like, you know, people would say, I suppose in every town and every county in Ireland, like, you know, there's always incidents and there's always, you know, examples of this thing. But I suppose Talbot Street in particular, I've been working longer than I care to admit, I think 12 years now, and you're probably longer given your age.
No, despite my youthful appearance is what you say.
But it just becomes commonplace. And that's something that I've noticed as well, is that, you know, it might not be violence with weapons, but you're seeing, you know, whether it's verbal disagreements or, you know, people sort of making you feel unsafe. You're seeing that on the street every day, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's almost become, and that is a notice of when, you know, when you look at the footage or when you look at the photos, like, you know, there's so many people that are just almost oblivious to it because it's sort of become ingrained in the area, which is sort of a, I suppose, a hallmark of how common and how, you know,
well, it's normalised.
Normalised it becomes, yeah, exactly.
So as you go down to get your almond cappuccino or whatever, like this, but this is the funny thing, isn't it?
No,
as you go down and you can see somebody swinging something at somebody else and you just sort of dodge around and go in and get your fancy almond cappuccino for €5 or
well,
whatever it
is. Well, I'm usually buying you your medium cappuccino. But yeah, no, it is exactly. And it's even the footage that we've seen of Wednesday's attack, there were so many people walking around with their heads down. And I don't blame people because, you know, a lot of these people, it's a very volatile street. There's a lot of issues going on, you know, and you just don't know what's going to happen. So people are just going by with their heads down, and we're all so used to it now. So that's almost just one of the scariest elements of it too, you know. And then, like, I have a colleague there just telling me that they were over for lunch in Grafton Street yesterday around the same time that one of the incidents was kicking off, and there was, you know, six Gardaí walking around, and it's all very, you know, talking to buskers and that kind of thing. And obviously they're doing their job, but, like, you know, it's just, I think it's so synonymous with that area now that it almost doesn't shock or surprise people. And sometimes you need a bit of that. You need the politicians, you know, getting involved, and you need a lot of, you know, you need that kind of condemnation of it.
Because of course they did get involved before. Mm. I mean, if you see the footage on our website on sundayworld.com, like that footage is from the CCTV in the building.
Yeah.
And we, of course, had footage, that exact same CCTV camera picked up the attack on Stephen Termini last year. And that, of course, was, Stephen Termini was an American citizen. Mm-hmm. He was attacked on Talbot Street. He suffered very, very severe injuries. It really didn't look good for him for a while, but he seems to have made a recovery. So, I mean, like, effectively, that camera on our building, it could probably get us a couple of good stories a week.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And then again, that was later at night. I think it was around 10:30.
Yeah.
But again, the street was very busy. And I suppose, you know, there was a lot of people around, and that was a really particularly shocking one. And obviously, I know there was a political reaction in the wake of that, but you kind of say, you know, similar to a lot of political reactions to stories that break, you know, it's a few weeks of focus on the area and then nothing really changes. And I know they did, I think it was a 10 million increase in Garda overtime, and they have deployed additional resources to the area. And you do see that sometimes driving around when you're driving in and out of work, but ultimately nothing ever really seems to change.
No, I mean, obviously the Stephen Termini incident, then Helen McEntee visited, and then that, like, there was a couple of great pictures, of course, and that, you know, a lot of that coverage then became and what she wore and all of that sort of
and
stuff.
And the comments that she made about feeling safe and, you know, as I suppose it's, you know, and you probably know more about this than me, than, you know, the actual social issues that are causing a lot of these incidents and what's behind them and, you know, what's been there to address that. And is there as visible of a presence on the street at nighttime as there should be? Because, you know, you often talk about, you know, women not feeling safe at night, but like, would you feel safe walking around Talbot Street at night or even during the day? You know, I think it's just become such a wider issue now that a lot of the incidents are motivated by substances and by, you know, just volatile people that nobody is safe. And that's the problem.
Well, I suppose it like, see, like these things happen, right? And if they're caught on camera, makes a big difference than if they're not,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
If they're not caught on camera, they might not even be reported. Nobody might pay any attention to them.
Hmm.
If they're caught on camera, that'll give them more attention. And if something like, you know, if there's somebody like Stephen Termini who sort of rings in people's minds and it has an impact, you get this debate then we live in, you know, where people, and you see it, you saw it yesterday and today and on Wednesday, where we live in a lawless country.
Mm-hmm.
People are tweeting about, I think, lawless Dublin, lawless Ireland.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that's probably, I suppose, what we're trying to get at. Do we live in a lawless city? Like, personally, I don't have any cop on, so I don't really feel ever threatened on I don't feel particularly unsafe, but it's a weird thing that it just becomes normal. To see some violence, to see some level of drug dealing, and to see some level of verbal abuse.
Yeah. And I suppose we have to say as well that, you know, there are people before the courts in relation to some of these incidents, and there was a man arrested in relation to the O'Connell Street incident. So Gardaí are obviously investigating these incidents, but at the same time, there's so many more. For example, the Stanley knife attack that I'd imagine probably wasn't reported to Gardaí. And, you know, as you said, they're just becoming widespread. And there's just this general sense of volatility
to do with
Talbot Street.
So do you think we're living in a lawless city? Like, is that how you feel? Like, I mean, like, you know, is it, you know, it's a funny debate, is it?
Yeah. I don't know if I would say a lawless city, but I definitely think, you know, there's areas where you feel safer. That goes without saying. And I think in relation to the Talbot Street and O'Connell Street areas, I just think it's such a widespread issue now. And a lot of it goes back to, I think, you know, feral. I don't know if that's too strong of a word, but, you know, a lot of young people who they just don't seem to have any fear of the law.
Yeah.
So in terms of lawlessness, that would be my concern, because, you know, there's no fear repercussion there. And I know Gardaí are obviously do investigate these incidents, but that would be my concern, that, you know, these things are motivated by certain factors, whether it be a substance or whether it just be, you know, people that just don't care that much.
Yeah.
You know, for various different reasons. And you do see that among some of the youths that are
there's complicated debates about that, I suppose, and you know, where if you have young people, you don't want to be locking up young people either.
No.
I mean, we had a history in this country of locking up young people in the 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those people that were locked up, or many of those people, went on to become, instead of acting as a deterrent, they went on to become the organized criminals, that some of them are still in existence.
Oh yeah, was it the general who talked about, you know, learning his trade in jail, or was that somebody else?
It was the general said that it, you know, those borstels created that his generation of criminals. And it absolutely did. If you go back and you look at people like Larry Dunn and his brothers, they were all in there and they've all spoken about it, and various others. But then again, can you just have people going and swinging blades at each other in the middle of a teenager swinging blades at each other in the middle of a main street in Dublin?
No, absolutely not. And I suppose it goes down to, you know, the court system as well. And, you know, a lot of these youths end up before the children's courts. And I do agree with you that, you know, I'm not saying that that's locking up or anything like that, but you do sometimes worry about what punishment people are facing for the gravity of their crimes. And, you know, we see that obviously with another incident where Talbot Street was involved was obviously the riots, and you know, we've seen a lot of public order offences that are probably going to be disposed at a very
they're going to be looked, they're not going, nobody's going to go to prison,
nobody's going to go to prison, so I guess you look at that as well. But in terms of lawlessness, I I wouldn't feel extremely safe walking around here. I must say that now.
You wouldn't like?
No, I wouldn't. No, and again, but I would also go about my business during the day fine because yeah. I'm so used to being here. But I think a lot of people, but you know, at nighttime you would be a bit more conscious. But I just think it's so ingrained in the area now that
yeah,
it's also you just never know.
It becomes a course of political football as well, doesn't yeah. it? Like, I mean, crime and punishment becomes a political football. So. Mm. You know, obviously it's used to beat Fine Gael, for example, or, you know, the obviously then the immigration debate becomes a big bit of it, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, exactly.
You know, the ethnicity of who does this or that,
yeah.
You know, that all sparks a different debate, even the gender, if it's a man who does it to a woman or whatever. So, yeah. Like, people jump on it, don't they?
They do jump on it, but then, you know, I think a lot of the violence that I've witnessed, you know, are young Irish people on Talbot Street.
Yep.
And maybe they're not incidents that warrant a guard investigation, but they're still antisocial behaviour.
Yeah.
So, you know, it does definitely play into it and it plays into certain people's, justifies certain people's behaviour and their opinions. But I just think as a general sense, we seems to have lost, I don't know what the, sometimes you look at it and you just think like, how can human beings act this way towards yeah. each other? And it's a very debate. There's so many layers behind it in terms of social
social
factors and all that kind of thing. But yeah, it is scary to watch. And you also think with, you know, the weekend that's in it, it's St. Patrick's weekend. And obviously Stephen Turman, he was a US tourist.
Yeah.
I've seen it this morning driving in, a lot of tourists in Ireland, in Dublin. And, you know, Dublin, I'm very proud to be Irish. Like, I know I slag you sometimes, but I am. And it can be a great city. And, you know, people love coming here for Patrick's weekend, whether or not we, you know, we all are delighted to be out of the city for Patrick's weekend. But it'll be packed this weekend. And we have seen instances as well in Temple Bar of tourists
yeah.
that have gone before the courts, tourists being attacked. So you do kind of worry in that sense that, you know, you don't want this antisocial criminal element
yeah.
to have such a negative impact on the tourism.
No, I mean, people are entitled to feel safe. Tourists
yeah.
and
exactly.
people working and living in the city
mm.
are entitled to feel safe as they go around their business. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And of course, like there are people who are openly suffering from addiction on Talbot yeah. Street. And, you know, I walk up and down there every day like you do.
Yeah.
I've never had a bad moment with any of those people that are really, you know, that are really struggling with the impact of addiction.
Yeah.
Like those people are, as far as I can see, absolutely no danger to anybody.
No.
You know, so no. It is a different thing, isn't it?
It's an absolutely different thing. They're in the throes of, I suppose, the health crisis, really.
Yeah.
Like in terms of, you know, their addictions, and they probably are being targeted in ways as well. We've seen that too, because they're obviously extremely vulnerable and they're on a street that's not
yeah.
safe.
Yeah.
I think I suppose the street, because it's funny because, you know, it is associated now with, it's obviously a street in the North Inner City, and, you know, it's been associated with so many negative incidents, but it's also like at the heart of the capital. If you think of O'Connell
yeah.
Street as the capital, is the main street on it, and it's just an offshoot of O'Connell Street. So you do sort of see so many different walks of life along the street.
Yeah.
You see people in the throes of addiction, then you see people coming from Arnott's
yeah.
shopping bags.
Or posh coffee shops as well,
exactly.
scattered throughout,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly, yeah. So of course, those people aren't the issue. And, you know, everybody should be able to go about their business, and these people need help, and they
yeah.
have their own massive struggles that probably aren't being addressed as much as they should be. So it's not that, and again, it goes back to the kind of random, volatile nature of it.
Yeah.
You know, that these incidents, they happen on the same street, but they're all very different in their own way. And how do you address that, you know?
I don't know if it can be addressed or,
yeah.
or I don't know.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's a good place to be a journalist, is it, Talbot Street, you might say, in another
it
way.
It is, in fairness, you know, between that and then we were obviously quite close to the Hutch Kinahan feud at the
yeah.
time as well. There's a lot that happens. It's definitely not a dull place to work.
No.
But
yeah.
you would hope that, you know, it's not, you know, something can be done, whether it is criminal prosecutions or, you know, more funding to address the antisocial
some sort of, yeah.
area, because it's, it, you know, it is the heart of Dublin, and we don't want
Yeah, it's not right. It's not right to have that
sort of... to be seen in this way, you know.
That sort of violence, you know.
Yeah, because a couple of, you know, what, 10 minutes down the road, it's going to be like Temple Bar is going to be awash with people having a great time. And then you're over here and, you know, you see all, you know, people struggling with all these different safety issues.
Yeah.
And it is a hard one to solve, but it doesn't mean that it shouldn't be...
Yeah, addressed.
It shouldn't be made, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Emer. We can see you more back on Crime World.
Maybe. We'll see when Nicola comes back if she
what, your one?
On.
Your one who took the week off? What's her name again?
I know. I must say to her that you jumped on. How many podcasts have you done while she's off?
What's her name again? Yeah. Your one. What's her name? Is that what you were saying about her?
Nicola.
You Nicola.
Nicola, yeah.
Yeah, so vaguely remember.
Yeah, I was trying to think of, it's like with Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell, who am I? Louis Walsh?
The X-Factor and Louis Walsh tried to jump into the
hot seat. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of a better example.
I think you could do better than Louis Walsh, Emer.
Yeah, you could. Fair enough.
Well, thanks very much.
No problem.
You've been listening to Crime World, a podcast from SundayWorld.com. Produced by Ian Mullaney and edited by me, Nicola Tallant. Research assistant is Claude Amini. If you like this show and love true crime, leave us a review, or why not download the free SundayWorld.com app for lots more stories from Ireland and across the globe.
Would you like to be able to start conversations like a pro? Take the Sunday World, your daily dose of what's going on. Do not consume the Sunday World if you're involved in a drug cartel, you're a politician with something to hide, or you've appeared on a reality TV show and care about others' opinions. Consume the Sunday World responsibly. Always read the stories, gossip, and commentary.